Hello and Happy New Year. Welcome to this reflection from Streatham Vale Baptist Church. As we enter this new year, let us first start the year well with offering ourselves and this new year to God, praying that God will fill this year with his light. So as I pray, I'm going to light this candle to remind us that Jesus came to light up our world. God, as this new year dawns, let us not be blinded by the world's darkness or consumed by paralyzing fear. Let us remember, from darkness you bring forth light. Out of winter's death, you give birth to life. Let us remember that which is dormant will spring to life, that which is pruned will sprout new strength. Let us remember you are the light that gives us sight. You are the breath that gives us life. You are the water that quenches thirst. God, as this new year dawns, let us give birth to what honours you. Let us give life to what makes your goodness shine. Let us give growth to your emerging eternal world. In the depths of our hearts we cry, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. It is the new year, and we often see this as a chance to wipe the slate clean, to start again. And I suspect that this may be more true this year than normal, since 2021 has in many ways been a difficult, disappointing or demanding year. It is tempting therefore to say goodbye and good riddance to the last year without so much as a backwards glance. I have certainly seen quite a few messages, images or videos expressing sentiments like this. But instead of rushing to put the last year behind us, could we choose to stop and reflect, both on the things of the past and of our hopes for the future? So throughout the month of January, we will be thinking of different themes to help us reflect healthily on the past and to prepare for the future. And this week, we will stop, reflect, and choose to be grateful. So let me read from Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Psalm 100 reminds us to come before God with joyfulness and thanksgiving. But it is not because of our circumstances that the psalmist calls us to gratitude. No, it is because of who God is. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good and his love endures forever. The psalmist calls us to praise and adoration, no matter our situation or mood, because the Lord is God and is to be praised. I find it really helpful to be reminded of this at the beginning of the new year, because it really puts things into perspective for me. It changes the way I look at the things that have already happened, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And it also changes how I feel about the things that are to come. When we are choosing to praise God first and foremost, we are choosing to recognise his power, his presence and his providence. We recognize his power by acknowledging his authority. The psalmist says, "Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us." The title of Lord is one that we give to someone who has power and authority over others. For us to call God Lord means that we recognize his authority and power over us. He is the ruler, not just of this world, but also of us individually, personally. And the title that is used in this is written in capital letters. And that's because the word used in Hebrew is not just a title, it's God's name. God's very name demonstrates his power over the world. And this is a cause for joy and gratitude because of what else we know of God's character. As highlighted by the psalmist, God is good, loving, and faithful. Sometimes we fear power because it can do great harm in the wrong hands. But we do not have to fear power in God's hand because he is good, loving, and faithful. By thanking God, we recognize his authority and power. We also recognize his presence, both in the world in general and with us more specifically. God doesn't watch the world from a distance. He doesn't refuse to intervene when we need him. Instead, he enters into the chaos and the mess of this world to be with us. At Christmas, we celebrated Jesus coming into the mess and chaos as a vulnerable baby, a baby who grew to be a man who would sacrifice himself for our sakes, to die a death he didn't deserve or have to face, also that we could know forgiveness and love. But Christmas is not the only time that we have reason to celebrate God's presence in the world. God is still present with us now. He still dwells with us in the mess and chaos of our own situations. Whatever you faced last year, God was there, facing it with you. And whatever you will encounter this year, God will still be with you, encountering it with you also. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. We are the sheep of his pasture, and that makes God our shepherd. The good shepherd is present with his sheep and does not abandon us, not even when we wander off and go astray. God still walks with us, calling us back to safe pasture. God wants to lead us by still waters and into green pastures, but even when we have to walk through valleys of the deepest shadows, God remains with us. And he guides us with his rod and staff. When we choose to respond to life with thankfulness towards God, we are choosing to turn our eyes to focus on God, our shepherd. And when we do, we discover our vision is overwhelmed with a sense of his bigness. And this reminds us that none of our problems can ever be too big for our mighty God. And neither can they overcome him with their numbers. God is greater by far than anything that troubles us. Thankfulness reminds us of God's power, his presence, and also his provision. God isn't just there, present with us in the mess of our lives and in the midst of our problems. He also provides for us the things we truly need. 2021 may have been a tough year for all of us, perhaps some more than others, but we are here at the start of 2022 because of God's provision. He has provided us with more than we can even remember for just this year alone, let alone our whole lives. His provision has encompassed the big life-changing things, all the way right down to the small daily things we take for granted. All of it comes from God. So take a moment at the start of this year to thank God for all he provided for you this last year. perhaps you might want to think of as many things as you can and make a list of gratitude. Or maybe there is one thing that really stands out that you need to praise God for. Don't allow the opportunity to show your gratitude to God pass you by. It is all too easy to ask for things, and yet it seems to be harder for us to thank God when he provides us with what we ask for. Let's not be complacent to the wonderful blessings and provision of our generous, compassionate God. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. When we praise God first, before asking for the things we want or need, we choose to make the effort to align our hearts with God. Sometimes when we are in difficult situations, we turn to prayer and the temptation is to pour out our woes to God with a list of the things we want him to change in order to make the situation better. But when we put our own needs and desires to the side and first choose to praise God and thank him, not just for all the ways he blesses us, but just for who he is, then we are making it clear that he is central to our lives. He comes first, not only in our decisions, but even in the way in which we pray. Giving thanks to God first helps us to find humility before God, as it reminds us how great he is and how much he deserves our worship. It helps to remove our sense of entitlement, a position that the world encourages us to adopt that says we are entitled to certain benefits and blessings. And we can end up taking this sense of entitlement into our prayers with God and start feeling that God owes us the answers that we want. Starting a prayer by thanking God is a form of surrender. It's a willing confession that it's not about us, that it's all about him. So as we move from the old year to the new, let us not just cast off the old year as one to be rid of, but instead use this as an opportunity to praise God, to recognize his power in the world and in our lives, to praise him for his continual presence with us, his willingness to enter into the mess that we live in, and take time to celebrate and thank God for all his provision for you over this last year. Enter the new year with thanksgiving. Have a truly grateful heart as you prepare to face whatever this year will bring you, knowing that God is with you and is preparing you. So let me just read from Psalm 23 as I close. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his namesake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.